So, but what it, I think what it, is it always people whispering to you?
Yeah, it's barely audible sounds that people like, I guess it tingles a certain part in people's brains, that's what they say. And then I think, like everything, there's a subsect of people that are like, well, I'd like to pleasure myself to this.
I see.
So I think there's a, it's whispering, and sometimes it's crinkling. There's crinkling and whispering as part of it. And this is,
yeah.
This is another subset, I suppose. As you can see, there's more than one of these. This is called Care of a Cowboy. And so this is specifically, you're into a cowboy quietly taking care of you.
Okay, just before we begin, I'm looking off to the side, and there's one called ASMR Cowboy Takes Care of You, and his name is Tingle Smith. Like, instead of smithing a horseshoe or chains like any goddamn cowboy blacksmith would, this guy smiths tingles.
Yeah. If you ever wonder where tingles came from, this guy is smithing them in his tangle smithery.
What has become of this world?
I don't know, man. But that's that just about gave me the tingles. And now at least I know where they come from. Strange fella. All right, are you ready for this? This may haunt you in your dreams. Care of a Cowboy ASMR Role Play is the name of this on YouTube.
It's 27 minutes long.
Yes, it sure is. How many of you? It's got over 5,000 views.
My God.
Oh, brother. All right, strap in. Here we go. Just to explain what we see, it seems like a dark black and white footage. There's a fellow with a bandana over his nose and mouth, presumably so he can go back to work.
Even he is too
saying,
embarrassed.
I saw your video. He's got a bit of a cowboy hat on there and a candle, a lit candle.
Oh, the crazy thing is he works for a cowboy ASMR company, and he's still so embarrassed.
He can't show his face at the cowboy ASMR company. Damn. All right, here we go. Wandering Whispers with Care of a Cowboy.
Hello there. Howdy, partner. How you feeling? You've got quite the little wound on your head there.
Quite the little wound on your head there.
I wouldn't suggest moving. Just relax.
I
found you just out on the roadside.
I'm gonna stop it there. It's too super creepy.
For one thing,
yeah,
I think frankly it's a little bit amateur. I say you and I give it a shot.
I think you're right. We'd do a better job than that. Does it have to involve whispering?
I think it does. It has to be gentle sounds, and okay. I would wager a little bit more poetry than this fella's getting at, and I think there's no one better than you to try that.
Well, you want
to kind of maybe what we should do is, Brian, if you're listening, pan me to the left and Dalton to the right, so people also get a stereophonic sound immersion element, which is what I understand ASMR to be.
Oh.
And this fucking cowboy seems to be a real dandy popinjay come to town like a carpetbagger, and we're going to show him what ASMR is really all about.
No kidding. All right, so if you're not listening to this on the headphones, you might want to, because we're going to be indifferent of your ears.
I bet most people are, because having this blast out through your speakers is be like doing cowboy ASMR in its own right.
I suppose so. All right.
Hey there, City Slicker. I seen you lying by the side of the county road.
Don't mind me. I'm just belly down in the chaparral with a spyglass looking at you from a distance.
I come right up on you. Crawled up here. Got face to face with you. Put my nose right up against your nose. I can smell you.
I rub my nose on yours, and you can feel the coarse texture of my gin blossoms rasping off and exfoliating your nose skin, so you just walk away a little bit wiser and a little bit more clear-skinned.
Yeah, that smell you smell on me, that's cactus. Open and rubbed it all over myself, all that cactus juice and cactus meat. I'm covered in it now, so are you. We're covered in cactus juice and meat.
Hannah. Here, take this little swath of cactus with needles intact and let's prick ourselves and become Old West country time blood brothers or sisters. I do not discriminate.
You're going to be glad you fell down by the side of the county road or whatever happened to you. And now you got two cowboys lying with you, all covered in cactus juice, stabbing you with your nose.
We're on either side of you. By the way, are you okay? You were lying here when we crawled up, and we haven't stopped to ask. We'll assume you are and just continue.
That's quite the wooden stake-sized wound you've got there in your chest. Wait a minute. I've seen you before.
You're a goddamn vampire.
Yeah, I think that just about does it.
Yeah, that felt good. I mean, if we couldn't get more than 5,000 fucking views on YouTube, come on.